Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
Welcome to Listen In with KNN, where you get your weekly dose of sports talk with me, your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson, and my co-host, Ray Jones. We're today, me and Ray are very excited to go into the boxing world and welcome in the man, the best at it, Nicholson. So you will have to stay tuned because we have an action-packed show ahead. I'll now hand it over to Ray for this week in sports history.
Before we move on to this week in sports history, I wanted to ask you something. Did you know Charles Barkley is back with Weight Watchers?
I didn't. I can't be mean, Ray, so I can't respond.
No, I didn't mean it like that, but I was just kind of curious because I was like, I wonder why he doesn't share his weight loss journey on Instagram.
Why is that?
Because he's already worldwide.
Oh, my gosh. I knew it was going to be corny. Ray, a new week and the same corniness, but it's okay. We still have love for you here on this show.
I think that was kind of funny, though, but you're a hater. But anyway, let's get right into this week in sports history. On April 24th, 1974, we welcome into the NFL the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They haven't been a great franchise, but they do have a Super Bowl under their belt. So this was a historic moment in history. April 24th, 1974. Kelsey, what you got for us today in sports history?
I kept it in the football world, but I'm going way ahead of time. I'm going to April 22nd, 2010, because it's NFL Draft Week. This was actually the first time that the NFL Draft was aired in primetime for the first time. And Ray Simpson, you know, has been on primetime. So NFL Draft Week, I cannot wait to see what's next. But can't believe that all started in 2010 with all of us watching.
I always feel like the NFL draft is too long. Like, it's like 3-4 days. It feels like it takes too long. I like the NBA better because it's a little shorter. You know, it's just pretty much that one day. You get the hype of that one day only. NFL draft drags out long. But
there aren't
way,
so many more players, Ray, right? And they do have to get love. Because let me tell you, I don't care what round I'm drafted in. I better be recognized on television because I want all my family to see. But I agree, it is too long. But I really don't know how they can make it, like, more fun and still include everyone. If you can figure that out, Ray, you're going to be a rich man. They'll have to pay you for your idea. Yeah, only the faithful watch all the rounds. Only the faithful. Well, that will do it for this week in sports history. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back with our special guest. Stay tuned.
Advertisement and sponsorship opportunities are now available for Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio, WHAP.
Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the DMV. I am the other Ray J, along with Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Join us right now and welcome a professional boxer, Damon, the best at it, Nicholson. Damon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you on. You know, back in my heyday, I was somewhat of a little bit of a boxer, never really fought anybody. But, you know, it's always good to see somebody or speak to somebody that knows how to play the game of boxing. It takes a lot of concentration for that sport. So, and before we get any further, I want to just kind of jump right into our little icebreaker game. This game basically just gets us all loosened up, everybody, to have a little bit of fun. You know, nothing too crazy, nothing too serious.
I'm ready.
All right. I kind of tailored it towards boxing a little bit, so don't put too much pressure on yourself. Just something for fun. Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay?
Ah, man. Ooh, that's tough. I'm going to go Muhammad Ali.
Okay. All right. How about this one? A standing eight count or no standing eight count?
Standing eight count or no standing eight count? I'm going to go with the standing eight count.
All right, Joe Frazier or George Foreman?
George Foreman.
Rocky or Creed?
Ooh, Rocky. Rocky Four. Rocky Four is when he fought Drago.
Oh, so you like that one over the new Drago?
Yes, I like Rocky. It's nothing like Rocky Four. Rocky Four is the best.
All right, and the last question, you know, when you're training, Gatorade or Powerade?
Powerade.
Not too many people.
I don't know. You know what? Nah, I'm going to go with Gatorade. I'm sorry, I changed that. Gatorade.
There we go.
Gatorade. I'm going to go with Gatorade.
I was wondering, not too many people like Powerade when they're training, so that was an interesting question. That's it for this or that. Let's get right into the interview. Tell us a little bit about your background. Like, how'd you get into boxing?
You know, man, I got into boxing at the age of 6 years old. At the time, in 1999, six-year-olds couldn't play tackle football with pads. So my dad was like, hey, man, the only thing we can do right now besides football is box. So I was like, well, you know, I guess we're going to have to go to the boxing gym at the age of six. And, you know, man, I stepped in the gym at the age of six, and I never turned back. And what really caught my eye was seeing the movie Ali in 2001. And once I seen that movie, man, it was like, you know, I knew exactly who and what I wanted to be. And I've been in the gym ever since, man. You know, at the local Law Boys and Girls Club, where I still have a gym. I have my own gym now there. I've been there for 20 years. You know, I have my own gym there now. I don't train there. I train in Baltimore, Maryland, but I do help out in the evenings. Me and my dad, we train the local kids in the area and stuff like that. Just give back to the community and stuff like that.
So, Damon, first of all, you said one of my all-time favorite movies, Ali. I still think, personally, one of Will Smith's best acting performances. That's also one of my favorite movies.
Definitely. I can watch that movie. I'm sorry to cut you off. I can watch that movie literally every day and still be like, man, this dude can act. Like, it was to the point where I thought he was Muhammad Ali.
Yes. I thought he was
Muhammad Ali, literally.
Yes, definitely Oscar-worthy performance. And this, I remember, like, every part of that movie, so well done. But you said a lot. But one thing, you are a local. I'm also a local. I think I'm still from the best county, Montgomery County, but we still give PG County love. But saying that to say, I think the DMV boxing has really grown. Of course, we have Lamont Peterson. We have you. So just kind of tell me about, I mean, what do you think makes the DMV so special for breeding boxing?
Oh, man. You know, to speak on that, you know, I've been throughout the world with boxing. I've been to Australia. That's literally on the other side of the world. And you know, I've been to every state with boxing and stuff like that. But I've yet to see any area or any place in the world, you know, that has the skills and the skill set of fighters that the DMV has. You know, and I really, you know, it's crazy. I really don't understand what it is, because it's very rare when you see somebody in the DMV that's in the boxing gym that's not very skillful, you know. So, but I just think, I don't know. I know, but some of the best boxers in the world come from right in this area.
Yeah, we have Davis.
Exactly. We have Javonte Davis, you have Lamont Peterson, you have Gary Russell, Jared Harris, and Lamont. It's a lot of upcoming fighters that's coming from this area. And I'm just proud and happy to say that I'm from here with so much talent, you know. But it's something in the water. It's something in the water.
It skipped me, though, but it's okay.
Hey, you coming to the gym. We'll see what you got.
I'm not going to embarrass myself. Ray would have me all over social media. I know my limits. I know my limits, Damon. But saying that to say, actually, let me get into, so you also went to the Laurel Boys and Girls Club. I am also a Boys and Girls Club alumni, so we have a lot in common. What do you do now with the Laurel Boys and Girls Club?
Now, you know, I strictly deal with the boxing team at the Laurel Boys and Girls Club. Me and my dad, we run our boxing gym there. So, you know, and not only that, you know, I give back to the kids from the football team. My little brother plays football, so I go and talk to the kids on the football team and stuff like that. Basketball, my daughter cheerleads, you know, so I spend basically every day and all my time at the Law Boys and Girls Club, you know, with the kids and stuff like that. Just giving back, you know, that's what I'm all about. I'm all about giving back and making sure that our youth is brought up right so they can branch off and better themselves, you know, because, you know, now it's the generation now, you know, a lot of us weren't brought up the right way, you know, and it starts with the youth. So I'm trying to fix that, the next generation, so they can grow up right and stuff like that, you know. So I just try to give back as much as I can. And, you know, a lot of people love boxing. So when they hear that you're a boxer, they get their attention is like, oh man, that's a boxer, you know. So I try to use that to my advantage for the kids, so they can see a boxer and somebody that's humble and stuff like that. Like, I have a lot of trouble kids that come in the gym They come in the gym pouting and stuff like that. I try to make sure when they before they step out of that gym that each kid has a smile on their face. So, you know, that's my main goal is to attack the youth to make sure that they're you know they're well taken care of and learn the right way.
Real quick before we move on, you spoke a lot about how the kids are influenced. Speak about some of those influences that these and lessons that they can learn through boxing that carry out through life.
Growing up, you know, I grew up my whole life in the gym. 6 years old, you know, 6 years old, you're a kid. You know, you don't really know much. But now that I'm older and I'm looking back at things. You know, I had my trainer, man. He was very, very strict, and very strict on respect. You know, like when you sneeze, oh, say excuse me, somebody cough, cover your mouth, especially in the gym. You know, because the gym is so much germs. You know, so. It was a big respect thing. Not that my parents didn't teach that, but in the gym it was mandatory, you know. And one thing I learned from boxing is to remain humble and to have respect, because you gotta realize when you're in the boxing ring, you're trying to rip the other guy's head off. You know, boxing and combat sports are the only sports where though you're trying to literally not kill the man, but you're trying to rip his head off, and you have to shake his hand right after it and act like nothing happened, you know? So with boxing, man, you know, it teaches you, it gives you discipline inside the gym and outside of the gym, you know, so you can carry yourself with character and humbleness, you know? That's the most important thing about a boxer. And if you ever, I don't know if you guys ever met boxers, if you meet boxers, we're some of the most, we're true gentlemen. You know, we're true gentlemen, and you know that's very important in life, not just in boxing. You know, to have respect, humbleness, and discipline. You know, because it's so many things out here in this world now where you can just walk into trouble. You know, but as a fighter, like me, as a fighter, as a professional fighter, I can't just walk up to a crowd and be like, oh yeah, well, you know, I can fight. You know, I can't do that. First of all, I'm gonna go to jail because my hand's registered. You know, and also, I just can't do that because I don't want to have that kind of light on my life and my career because I'm trying to go somewhere. You know, so but boxing, man, boxing just taught me so much about just respect and life. Period. You know. Life is like a fight, you know. So it's I love it, you know. I love it. It's a big help with life, definitely.
I love hearing your passion, Damon, and what you do. I can obviously tell this is something that you live for. And it's easy to see. I highly recommend everybody follow you if they haven't already. And I love that you basically told us all that chivalry is not dead in boxing. So people listen to that. Not. There are still true gentlemen, I promise. I try to look out for you guys. So
thank
I'm glad
you. I appreciate that.
But real quick, you are you're 21-3-1. What's next? What can we look forward to with you in the ring?
Yep. I'm gonna say that one more time. I'm 21-3-1. But I have 20 knockouts.
gotta make sure you add that.
I'm gonna add that in there. I'm just playing. Don't mind me. I'm just joking. But what's next for me? You know, well, I have a fight, a big fight for me. Coming May 11th. I'm fighting a guy named Ernest Umuzu. He's from Ghana. That's what's next for me right now. But God willing, once I get through Ernest Umuzu, I'm gonna have a big fight. Hopefully this summer. We're trying to push for a title eliminator. A title eliminator is basically, okay, I win that fight and I fight for the world title next. So that's the goal. That's the goal right now. What's next for me is to get a title eliminator and then fight for the WBC title. And hopefully the fall or by the time 2019 is out.
Nice. We wish you the best, truly. We just had Carissa Shields on, and I want to say because she was on this show, she won her next fight.
Oh, man. Y'all
had Carissa Shields? Yes, right before you. A couple weeks ago, we had her right before her big fight.
Oh, man, that's feeling special. I feel so special.
So we wish you luck. And to those that want to follow you and keep along with what's next, can you give out your social media and your website?
Of course. You can follow me on Facebook at Damon DeBestSided Nicholson Sr. And you can follow me on Twitter, Damon Nicholson, and Instagram, Damon _Nicholson.
Perfect. You heard it here first. You are listening to the one and only, the mod, the best at it, Nicholson, right here on Listening with K&N. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Stay tuned.
Become a part of the hottest new sports talk show in the nation's capital, fueled by one of the largest national sports radio networks. Hosted by award-winning sports personality Kelsey Nicole Nelson, Listen In with KNN brings listeners the latest trending topics in sports and in entertainment each week. So if you're looking to maximize your brand's exposure alongside the best local and national sports coverage, plus special live editions of Listen In with KNN from venues around the region, email Kelsey at kelseynelson@foxsports1340am.com. For more information about Listen In with KNN, visit foxsports1340am.com.
It's now time for sports around the nation, where, of course, everyone is talking about the NBA playoffs, where we have to start it off with Boston in the East. Get your brooms out because they swept. Ray, Kyrie Irving is just having the time of his life in the playoffs. What do you think about him and the Boston Celtics?
I mean, you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt because, of course, Indiana Pacers, Victor Oladipo was out. So it's going to be a little easier of a matchup for the Celtics. The best test is going to be in the next round when they take on Milwaukee Bucks after they get rid of Detroit. That's going to be the very interesting matchup. I want to see if the Celtics are really back where they think they are. It's been great to see Gordon Hayward play so well, though. I definitely give you that.
Yes, Gordon, we were all rooting for him, of course, after that nasty injury last year. But like you said, I mean, Kyrie is playing great, but yes, they're playing against the Indiana Pacers team that is without their best player. But still, Kyrie, I like to see him show up, because next we have to talk about Russell Westbrook, but Kyrie actually showed up in the playoffs. So I think he deserves some credit for that. I mean, his stats are incredible, averaging 22.5 points and 7.8 assists per game. So he's really doing it on the offensive side. And then I think even on the defensive side, he's kind of stepped up his game. But now we have to go to Westbrook way. Russell Westbrook, right? Some are saying, where is he in the playoffs? What are your thoughts on Russ and OKC?
I think he's pressing a little bit. I don't want you to sit here and talk about my guy Westbrook in a bad way. He's still one of the greatest players of all time. I think he's just pressing a lot because he knows that Paul George is not 100%, so he feels like he has to do more than normal, and it's kind of affecting his game. He hasn't been shooting well all season, so it's definitely starting to show a lot more in the playoffs, and especially with his free throw percentage being so far down. I'm upset. I'm kind of hurt by the Thunder's performance against Portland. I know previous shows I spoke about the Thunder wanted to play Portland because that was an easier matchup, but now I kind of feel like I'm regretting saying that.
Yeah, you said it. I mean, Portland is looking good, and like you said, Westbrook, I mean, I still think he's a great player, don't get me wrong, and he had a fantastic regular season. But let me tell you, right, there's a meme with his face on the side of a milk carton. Some are asking where he's at. I don't think it's bad yet, but Sunday, I mean, a lot of misfired shots, but I think he just has to calm it down. They're still in it, and I really do think Russell Westbrook just has to take back control of this team. Because remember, Portland and the absence of Nurk, I mean, really, OKC should be having a better chance against them. So, Russell Westbrook, we will keep our eyes off for you. And also, Ray, in the playoffs, there has been a lot of heated debates. One of them involved Jared Dudley, who spent some time here in Washington, D.C. fans know. But what do you think about him getting into it with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid?
I thought it was pretty hilarious, especially when, you know, he shot that three-pointer, and Ben Simmons shot the air ball three-pointer, excuse me. And Ben Simmons was looking at him crazy. And then the next game, he came back and knocked one down and mocked Ben Simmons. I thought that was pretty funny. But as far as him and his aggressiveness toward Joel Embiid, that's what his job on the team is. He's the enforcer. He's the veteran. He's got to take up for his young guys. There's a lot of young players on that team. He got to let them know we can't get pushed around. And Joel Embiid was smart about it. He's taking his chops, and he's not getting engaged in any of it. He understands that that's what Jared Dudley's job is to do, is to disrupt him and potentially get him put out of the game. So both guys, I commend both of them for it. And I'm happy the league didn't suspend anybody, any crazy games or anything like that. Just a little small fine saying, hey, slap on the wrist, cut it out. We understand it's playoff basketball. Let's keep playing. You definitely don't want to see anybody get suspended at this time of the year.
Yeah, I would say making basketball fun again. Jared Dudley, like you, I'm laughing about it. But I like the intensity. We need this. It's keeping us watching. And I like that little man syndrome, kind of. Like, he didn't care that he was following them, both of them, right? He still went up to them. And honestly, I love this Brooklyn Nets team. We're finally excited about them. And I think they're making us have fun in this series in the playoffs. So I had no problem with it. But on the other end, Ray, of people getting heated, the Warriors seem to have a problem with Patrick Beverley. They've actually sent tape, according to Fox Sports, over to the league to show how he's been, they say, illegally guarding Kevin Durant. So what's up with Patrick Beverley, and do you think the Warriors are overreacting in the playoffs?
And Pat Beverley's kind of like Jared Dudley a little bit. He's one of those guys that's going to pester you and get up under your skin. He's done a great job at the beginning of the series, you know, bothering Kevin Durant, and eventually Kevin Durant snapped out of it and realized, okay, this guy is doing this on purpose. I can play better than him. I can shoot over top of him, not let it bother me. But as far as the Warriors reporting him to the league, I mean, that comes with the territory. They probably just got annoyed. It's more of an annoyance than anything. I don't think he's doing anything dirty to kind of injure KD or anything like that. So, I mean, they can go without that part. But it's good that KD finally snapped out of it and realized that this guy cannot guard you. He's almost a foot shorter than you. Just dominate him. Get to your spot on the floor and dominate. KD's got to be a little bit more mentally tough as far as situations like that, because there's always going to be players trying to get in your head. Follow the Joel Embiid route and just ignore it, pretty much.
Yeah, because Joel was like, look, he knew his size. He knew it wasn't even worth it. But I will say I can defend KD somewhat because he is from PG County, so he has that PG County mentality. So KD don't play. So that's, I can see why he's getting a little bit heated. But honestly, I'm here for all of these matchups. And again, it's just making the playoffs fun. All right,
Definitely. Let's
take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with two more segments before we close out this very show. Stay tuned for more.
It's time to recognize those individuals that are doing good in the community and making a difference in the sports world. Without further ado, Kelsey presents this week's Do Good Sportsperson Award nominee.
Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports town of the DMV, where I am now glad to go to my Kelsey's Do Good segment, where, yes, we give love and attention to athletes doing good in the community. We're not like TMZ all the time. We don't try to bash all athletes. And that being said, LeBron James, if you have not heard the news, his I Promise School just started, and they are already having great results with our youth. They just opened in August with 240 third and fourth graders. And guess what? Already 90% of students who started the school year at least 1 year behind grade level have now met or exceeded their expected growth in math and reading. Test scores increased at a higher rate than 99 out of 100 schools. So basically, LeBron James is not only getting it done on the court, well, maybe not this season since his team was not in the playoffs, but Ray, his school, having fantastic results with our youth. That being said, what do you think about his school?
I think it's great for his school to be doing such great things. A lot of people doubted him in the beginning, so it's great to see that they're helping. They're actually helping the kids out. The kids have a bright future, so kudos to LeBron. Keep doing great things in the community. Just don't shut up and dribble. Just keep playing. Keep working in the community. You're more than just an athlete, like his documentary said.
Yes, well said, well said. And obviously, he's proving that. And again, making a difference in our community. Well, we always like to end our show with our Woman Crush Everyday segment, because we love to give love to women's sports just like we do the men's sports. And I actually want to pay tribute to Clarissa Shields, who was on the show a few weeks ago. Because, Ray, as I said earlier to our guest, she was on our show, and the next thing you know, Clarissa Shields won her match against Christina Hamer. She really showed the T-Rex in her. She's 9-0 now with 2 knockouts. And now, Ray, they're saying she's further helping her claim of being the greatest woman of all time after her dominating performance. What do you think about Clarissa Shields?
I mean, honestly, I wasn't surprised. She spoke with a lot of confidence. You can tell that she had trained well for the fight, and I had a feeling she was going to dominate the fight. She showed up, and she did what she said she was going to do. So, shout out to her. Hey, maybe we can be the good luck charm. All the boxers come to our show first, go get a knockout, and move on in their sport. So, shout out to Clarissa.
Yes, Clarissa, all love. And real quick, Ray, I want to get your thoughts. Is she the greatest woman boxer of all time?
I mean, I think it might be a little early to give her that nod so far, but she's on her way, definitely on her way to being that, to earning that title. So wish her much success and continue on that path.
Yes, Clarissa, again, you have our love and support here from Listen In with KNN. And Ray, I can't believe that will do it, but thanks again to everyone that tuned into this very show. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play. And as always, you can go to FoxSports1340AM.com if you missed this very show. And thank you so much to Damon Nicholson's team for having us, for having him on this very show. Ray, thanks as always for joining me. And to our listeners, until next week, always remember to stay listened in with KNN.
Follow Kelsey on Twitter at TheRealKNelson. You've been listening to Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio.